Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, Do You Say Things You Later Regret? 6 months ago, if someone were to ask me about my greatest weakness, I would have said that I have the tendency to say things I later regretted. In some cases, I was trying to be funny. In others, I just said the first thing that came to my mind, or I felt that I needed to contribute something to the conversation. And sometimes, I did not have my ego in check. A problem of mine for years, it was one of those weaknesses that I just couldn't seem to overcome despite my best efforts. While I haven't yet conquered the problem, I have made some great progress over the last 6 months. Let me ask you, do you say things that you later regret? Do you say things that have hurt others? Do you sound a little egotistical at times? Do you ever fire off an email you wish you hadn't sent? Do you tend to overreact if you are angry or annoyed? Everyone will tell you, think before you speak, if you want to solve the problem of talking too much or saying the wrong things. But this standalone technique wasn't working for me. I knew I had to try something different. In this lesson, I'm going to share with you the 6 strategies that have begun to make a noticeable difference in my life. First, talk less. I have been intentional about talking less. After all, you can't say anything stupid when you're not talking. Sitting back, listening, and observing others talk has been an enlightening experience for me. There's always someone who wants the floor. It's been a lot like watching a movie with your friends, family, or colleagues in the starring roles. Number 2, ask questions. I have been extra intentional about asking people questions. Asking questions forces you to listen more than you talk and requires you to think about what you're going to say because you can't ask a question without thinking about it first. I have observed 2 remarkable things. 1, my questions have allowed other people to talk, which they have clearly enjoyed. In some cases, I've seen them light up when answering my questions. 2, asking questions has demonstrated my interest in them, naturally drawing us closer. I feel that all of my relationships have improved using this technique. Number 3, don't talk about me. I have been blessed with a rewarding career, financial success, and an extraordinary family life, and it's hard not to talk about myself and be proud of my accomplishments. The last thing I want to do, however, is to sound egotistical, and it's hard to find the right balance. So for now, I'm not going to talk about me. I have learned that people prefer talking about themselves, and I would rather have the conversation revolving around my interest in them. Number 4, the 2-second rule. This is one of the effective communication tips that I've discussed in several blog posts. After someone finishes speaking, wait 2 seconds to make sure they've completed their thoughts. Focusing on this has been eye-opening for me. In most cases, someone's pause only lasts 1 second and they start talking again. Some people speak slowly. Others wait to see if you have something to say, and if you don't, they continue to speak. Being deliberate with the 2-second rule has definitely reduced the number of words coming out of my mouth and my odds of saying something I later regret. Number 5, focusing on responding, not reacting. It seems like when I feel angry, aggravated, or frustrated, I am at a high risk of saying something I might later regret. Am I alone? I now try to take a step back when I feel that I could say something I might regret. Using my self-control, I say to myself over and over again, be smart, don't say something you will later regret. Be smart, don't say something you'll regret. This has been very hard at times, and I can't tell you I've been perfect, but I have made great progress. And number 6, thinking before speaking. Lastly, because of the combination of these points and my strong desire to improve in this area, I have been more careful with what I say. I think writing the Little Things Matter blog and interacting with people on the Little Things Matter Facebook page has allowed me to be more aware of what I say and how I handle myself in my interactions with others. It has forced me to think before I write or speak and consider how my words may be interpreted by others. The benefits of my self-improvement in this area have been apparent. I have dramatically reduced the need for apologies. I have learned a lot about other people. I have deepened my relationships. I have improved my self-control, and I feel better about myself. So, being honest with yourself, does this lesson have application to you? Why not implement the strategies that have helped me? What have you got to lose? Give them a shot. And remember, one of the greatest tests you'll ever take is to test whether you can keep your mouth shut.